Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amazon's announcement that it will take another look at its decision to open a Queens headquarters drew deep breaths across New York. Is Amazon serious? Can New York afford to lose this deal? Crane's Greg David is on the line. You know, many are saying Amazon is just calling the bluff of this deal's many opponents.
You know, I think it's highly likely that's true. Amazon is clearly very upset that it's being welcomed in with open arms in Virginia. It's planned to put about 5,000 people in Nashville. It gets only applause. And yet in New York, it is facing this drumbeat of criticism. So, yes, I think it was a message to the opponents. But most of all, it was a message to the governor, Andrew Cuomo, and the mayor, Bill de Blasio, that they have to orchestrate more support and they have to demonstrate to Amazon that they have a way to get this project approved.
So they are next to step up. And so I guess the next shoe to drop will be what the mayor and the governor have to say in response to this.
Right. And the governor's already been very explicit that he's going to blame the Democrats, especially those in the state Senate, if this deal goes south. And he says the voters will blame them, too. And, you know, the polls are very clear that New Yorkers support the Amazon deal. Voters in Queens support the Amazon deal. And even by a small margin, they support the incentives that Amazon is going to get. There's one other thing that I think is really important to remember here. We don't know what the new progressive movement in New York stands for. I mean, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez gets all the publicity, but there are lots of very progressive new state senators. We know they stand for higher taxes on the rich. That's clear. We know they want to explore things like much better health care. But are the ones in New York going to be sort of anti-jobs? And what's the political fallout when they're anti-jobs? So all this is yet to be determined, and I think it's going to be a very interesting month or two.
There are sweaty palms across New York as we think about what is next with the Amazon deal. And Crane's Greg David has been on the line this morning. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.